Good afternoon. Today is Tuesday, April 15th, 125th day of the new year. Tax Day. Not to be confused with Tax Freedom Day, which is still weeks away. Joining us this afternoon, our governmental representative for the afternoon from Arcata, Randy Mendoza.
Hey, Brian. I paid my taxes last week.
Did you? Again?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
It's kind of a necessary thing, I guess.
Yeah.
We got a fun.
We're just kind of leave it at there.
Yeah. Leave it at that.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about budgets. Where does that money end up, or where doesn't it end up? I guess could be something. Probably get a little bit of discussion about the guy in Nevada. See what Randy's impressions are of that whole scenario playing out. And I've got a couple of other things because he said he didn't have a topic. So I get to provide when we come back.
It's your microphone.
At my bank, I feel at home. I'm Trish Greggy of the Journey's End, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, hometown banking isn't just something they say, it's how they do business. I'm Kevin McClendon of Georgia's Glass, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
At my bank, we invest in the future of our community every single day. I'm Greg Foster, and my bank is Redwood Capital Bank.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. But before we do, our quote this afternoon. Let's see if we can find Thomas Jefferson.
Sure, that's got a federal ring to it.
Yeah, okay, fine. In matters of style, swim with the current. In matters of principle, stand like a rock.
Well, does that mean that Thomas Jefferson knew how to swim, or when he tried, he sank like a rock?
Well, you know, I'd love to ask him,
yeah,
but I don't think it's going to happen right now.
Well, he wrote a lot. Perhaps there's something in his memoirs somewhere.
Yeah, that hasn't been edited and altered and redefined, like the Constitution, for example.
Yeah.
Yeah. Declaration.
Well, Madison wrote a lot of that.
Yeah. Yeah, that is true. That is true. Did you get that email from Steve Podinsky?
No, I did not.
Got an email from Steve, who was a former commander out at
CHP.
The Swamp, yeah. And Ann, who had been one of our commenters, that she passed yesterday.
I didn't know that.
So condolences to Steve and
absolutely.
His family.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So, okay. What are you playing with these days? Now that your taxes are paid.
Well, now that I paid my taxes, well, at the city, we're working on the budget right now, and the departments are, the finance director and I are meeting with each department, and we're going over their requests and their personnel allocations, and we're trying to reconcile our anticipated revenues with our anticipated expenditures.
And what are you anticipating?
I anticipate that there will be many more recommended expenditures than there are revenues.
Kind of the same old tradition, huh?
Same old tradition, yeah.
Has there been a thought? I guess Andy Mills is probably the one who started to stir the pudding a little bit. But others are also saying, yeah. About an aggressive attempt of either pooling resources. For him, he was talking dispatch. Okay, fine. You know more than the average bear about that.
Yeah, I've been there, done that.
Yeah. Or like a buying, whoever does all the acquisitions for office supplies or something like
right.
To be able to get everybody together on the same page. Can you do that legally?
Yeah, actually we do for the cooperative purchasing. We do it on a state level. So, for instance, when you see Arcata just bought a couple of new pickup trucks. We replaced a couple 20-year-old rattle traps and with some newer Ford pickups. And we can actually get those pickups cheaper than the dealer can get them, you know, because we get them under a state bid, you know, so it's just they're plain pickups, no carpeting, Ford 250s, long
1970s beds. Pickup trucks.
Well, no, they're new.
But not the luxury pickup trucks.
Exactly, right. They're built for these massive government contracts. And,
I thought he was going to say they were built Fort Tough.
Well, I'm sure.
But apparently not. They're built.
We tend to get more
government contract.
We tend to get more Fords for some. Ford tends to get the contract a lot for government vehicles. That's a good. A lot of money saved.
I was thinking kickback.
You were thinking ahead of my answer.
You can still try to get there.
I'm trying to give you a quality answer, and you're not even listening to my answer. You're thinking ahead.
So. No, I'm taking my own little. I'm having a much better show than you are, though.
We'll see if there's any listeners left after we're done.
That's true. So can you pool buy everything?
A lot of it, yeah. You know, record systems, furniture, vehicles, software, a lot of those are, we purchase them with cooperative, so the vendors do go through one competitive process.
What about things, Randy, like asphalt, cement, some of the infrastructure, pipes, things like that? Is that a possibility at that level, or is the biggest you're going to get maybe the jurisdiction of Humboldt County?
On some pipes, we probably can buy cooperatively, but asphalt and cement, no, because those are local commodities and it goes to the local market. You know, you can't buy a batch of hot cement from Baker's, field and get it up here in time. So on those things, no.
As you look at some of the challenges that you do have with the budget, is anybody coming to you with weird ideas? Hey, what about as ways either to stretch the dollars or to get more efficient with a buy that nobody's been thinking about?
Well, I think we've gone through that exercise a couple years ago, but I think that everything is needed. I mean, but one thing that hasn't changed is the public's expectations and for levels of service. And I think that's one thing that we're going to have to do as time goes on. If this revenue slump continues, is that we're going to have to do a better job educating the public in what they demand out of their local government.
But what do you mean slump? You listen to the governor, and he's got an $18 billion surplus.
Well, he's probably, he took it from us the whole redevelopment thing is part of our economic problems that we're dealing with today.
KINS, News and Information Times, 319.
The sunshine for Humboldt. If you have a dog or plan to add one to your family, you'll want to know about the Humboldt Dog Obedience Group, or HumDog for short. HumDog, a nonprofit organization, began in 1978 and is run by 50 volunteers. Its purpose is to teach dogs good citizenship. HumDog conducts classes nearly every Monday evening throughout the year at Redwood Acres. There are puppy training classes, basic training for dogs over 6 months old, and more advanced classes. The modest fees are used to pay the rent and professional trainers. Each session lasts an hour. HumDog also puts on two annual events, the Dog Expo in March and the Dog Agility Trial in August. Both draw crowds of dog lovers. For those who apply for funds to spay or neuter their dog, HumDog has a special fund that may be able to help. See their website, www.humdog.org. Sunshine for Humboldt is a nonprofit civic association dedicated to the people and places that make this a good...
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time. It's 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, before the break, we were talking a little bit about some of the preliminary in doing the budget. You talked about that, or indicated rather, that Arcata might be still lean. Okay. But that the state has this huge surplus.
Yes.
I had to interrupt you for the break. Didn't mean to. You were getting momentum there.
I was getting momentum.
What when you talk either to the League of California Cities or whatever representative entities that the Arcata has got in Sacramento, what do they say about the attitude about budgets and the fiscal situation? Not that the state has, but that the state has left the cities and the counties in.
Well, I think it's good that the state has a surplus. The state needs to have a surplus. The state needs to have reserves, but so do our cities and our counties. And what the state did to cities with the redevelopment clawback is to me the worst piece of public policy that I've ever seen in my career. I mean, it makes no sense, and it's hemorrhaging in this state millions of dollars into attorneys and accountants and
hey, don't be banging on the accountants. Some of us still are waiting for our return forms, okay? And it is tax day, so
it makes
back off, buddy, okay?
Okay, but it makes no sense. If you're an accountant, I hear there's lots of openings at the Department of Finance in Sacramento.
They need help?
Well, yeah. They're just pulling in people to deal with this redevelopment because it makes no sense. You have the legislative branch of government enacting law. You have attorneys that interpret it. Then you have accountants enforcing it. And the legislation basically allows the accountants at the Department of Finance to interpret the law. So when you hire an attorney to try to do what the law says, you're not sure. You can't be sure that it's going to work because you have non-attorneys in Sacramento making these calls. So it's like flying in the rain in an airplane with no instruments, you know, really, to get through this gauntlet called the former redevelopment agency.
Any thoughts it might come back?
Well, if it does, it'll take 15 years to bring it back to where it was before. Now certainly in California, there were many examples of how it was being abused, but I would assure people that it was not abused in this county. In fact, speaking for my city, Arcata, basically the last 25 years of investment through redevelopment is what got us through the last economic slump without tanking. So it was, you can look all over Arcata, there's examples of how the redevelopment agency started up small businesses, they turned into big businesses, created just hundreds if not thousands of jobs, and it was what this state needs.
So if that safety net or cushion or whatever you want to call it isn't there now, are we going to start to see the regular market forces at work, or how does that play?
Well, I don't know where that's played out yet. We keep hearing rumors of some kind of program that's coming, but I haven't seen any specifics on anything along the lines of what we had with redevelopment. You know, one of the things that redevelopment would do, for instance, you start a new business, and you know we would give you use redevelopment money to give you kind of a facade change, you know, to kind of spruce up your facade so that you can, and it makes the town look nice. You know, kind of
paint it up, shine it up, kind
of
thing.
Yeah, it eliminates blighted areas and turns it into, you know, productive areas, and that's how Arcata used it. You know, the out there Erickson Way, you know, the food works, you know, the industrial park in Arcata. A lot of that was redevelopment money that went into developing that, which is a little city within our city. It's a little economic engine chugging along out there.
Is there space? Resources might be a better term, for cities, let's say Santa Rosa and smaller, to have an economic development department?
Oh, absolutely. I think so. But you have to find a way.
Without redevelopment dollars.
Well, redevelopment it came from tax increments. So it has to be funded somehow. So how else are you going to fund it? I think that's what the electeds of our state are going to have to figure out if they want to have any of those extremely beneficial programs coming back.
Do they want them back?
Well, they'll have to, I don't know what they want, honestly. I was so, none of us ever thought that this would happen, but it really, they flew the baby out with the bathwater, in my opinion.
And it's now sailing downstream?
Yeah, it's now sailing down the stream, and I don't see how the entities where the small amount that's left that's going to the entities. I don't see how it's, I've talked to them. None of them have told me that they're any better off than they where they were, you know, prior to this.
Speaking of cities that aren't better off, we had two or three of them that had filed for bankruptcy a couple months ago. Have you heard anything about their fortunes as they're coming up on a new budget year? Are they still operating under bankruptcy? Is the city, was it allowed to by the state? What is the condition of Stockton and a couple of others?
Well, that was last year. It was Stockton, and that was...
Well, have they come out yet?
I haven't heard anything lately, but they can file bankruptcy. I think I'm not sure what chapter they file, but I believe they can file, but what they can reorganize and what they can, I think, is subject to court interpretation.
KINS, News and Information Time is 3:30. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Introducing Tapas and Tini's in the Sunset Restaurant at Sherry Heights Casino. Spring is here, so on your way home from the beach, come check out the sunset. Restaurant doors will be opening an hour earlier, offering a small plate, tapas, menu available at a discounted price from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Signature martinis will be reduced to $7, and happy hour also applies with dollar-off drafts and wells. Also, make sure to check out the new spring menu for an amazing dinner, available starting at 5 p.m. daily. The Sunset Restaurant at Sherry Heights Casino, just off the 101 in Trinidad.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Time, 3:35. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza from the lovely city of Arcata.
It is indeed today, especially.
Some of the different maintenance projects that you guys have got, when it comes to budget, flowers on the plaza, mowing the park lawns, versus not having another department have their full budget. How do you weigh that stuff and determine priority when you can live without it, but it is a nice thing and everybody kind of wants to have everything treated the same, so you get a little bit of nice along with everything else in the city. How do you do that?
Well, one thing is the plaza is a priority because that's one of our flagship facilities in Arcata. That's the city seal. That's the image of Arcata. So it's real important to keep that that area up. But a big part of that, though, is volunteer. You know, downtown businesses have taken on plots, and there's volunteers that plant and weed, and those various groups are out now working on their beds. And sometimes the city buys the plant material. Sometimes they are donated. But the city crews do the mowing, but the flower beds are pretty much donated time and labor.
The gateways to the city, however you want to define them, is that city responsibility also? Is that community responsibility?
It's city responsibility, but we try to have them low maintenance, to where maybe we only have to touch them once every
asphalt?
Year or two. Or, well, in some cases, you know, a little decorative rock and concrete. It's not the most beautiful thing, but you know, we have to have, we only have so many staff hours. And I'll tell you, our parks department, I don't know how those, it's a small crew, and they run like UPS drivers, if you ever notice them. You know, they get so much done, and they do such a terrific job. I don't know how they do it, because they do buildings as well as grounds, and not only are they doing a great job, but they have to choreograph their work in between usages of the fields and the buildings, and it's a work short of miraculous in my mind.
Yeah, nights and weekends tend to be the times that they're being used pretty heavy. It's
Our facilities in Arcata, you know, especially, you know, we have some of the nicest facilities, nicest fields really in the area. You know, for instance, College of the Redwoods has been coming up and playing at our ballpark. And, you know, that's really, we're very proud of the Arcata ballpark. And there's, you know, a lot of time.
Give you something to do during the afternoons.
Absolutely.
Look over the fence.
I have. I have. And I guess I should say, now that we're talking about the CR team, my nephew Justin Hatch was athlete of the week last week, so he's pitcher for CR. So go Justin!
And that's why they're playing in the Arcata ballpark.
No, they found it before me.
Okay, good. So as you're looking at the different pressures on the budget, and you got the department heads who are passionate about their departments, as you want them to be. how do you make that call? The final call, everybody said, yeah, team player. But I got to have this, Dad. I got to be able. Okay, so down at the end, not throwing it to the city council because that's kind of, yeah, that's an easy way out. How do you determine the final call? This is what we're going to recommend, and then you push it up to the electeds.
Well, the way I do things is that no budget plan is equal. So what I require our staff to do is to present a plan, and I want to see their figures. I want to see their calculations as to why they need so much money and how that's going to go. So it's based on accurate budget plan. If they don't have a good plan that I can understand how they're going to spend the money, then I'm going to pass on it. And then you look at the things that involve safety, employee conditions. You want to have your employees working in decent conditions. Council priorities, public, priorities, and you try to do as much as you can, kind of with that guidance.
Do council priorities trump all else?
Yes. The only thing that doesn't trump council priorities is statutory law. And if you'll find a lot of what we do, there are laws behind it that require us to do it. So you would think that, so it leaves the council a little wedge of the pie left in reality. But most of what we do is required by law.
So what are you battling over? 8%? 10%? 20% of the total budget figure?
Right. I don't know. It's too early to know what the percentage is at this point.
Historically?
I don't look at the percentage. I just don't. I look at what the needs are and what we have to have, and I focus on that, and then I look and see how I think well the departments are to implement it. So in some cases, if it's some of these are big projects. If it looks like the department isn't ready yet, they really haven't had enough time to plan it out yet, then okay, next week. Because I'm not going to allocate this money unless I know that you're going to be able to actually accomplish it.
Go get a couple more trucks.
Well, yeah, there's a plan for that too. We have a vehicle replacement schedule, so that's pretty much planned out.
So does something like that then get locked in and it's just programmed and nobody has to remind you because the trucks are in that process?
Well, actually, it's not as easy as I just said it. That is the case, but we do defer replacement of vehicle. That's a pretty typical thing. We stretch vehicles out longer. For instance, last year we didn't buy any vehicles at all. So what that does is it kind of bunches us up so either this year or the next year we're going to have to buy more vehicles than what we had in that plan. So
what about golf carts?
We have a couple
driving around town vehicle. Yeah. Rigs instead of
we have a little red one driving around town this morning. I noticed that with a little placard on the back, so we have a few of those.
Oh, it wasn't a lost fire truck then?
No, it was our parks crew again working it. They're working on the plaza with a little golf cart type vehicle this morning.
KINS News and Information Times 3:43. We'll be back with more from Randy Mendoza.
Sacred Heart Church invites you to join us every Sunday for our liturgical celebrations. Saturday, 4 p.m. Confessions. 5 p.m. Sunday's Vigil Mass. 7 p.m. Spanish Mass. And on Sundays, 9:30 Morning Mass and 12:30 Spanish Mass. Come and celebrate with us.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Time. It's 3:47. Back Talking Shop this afternoon with Randy Mendoza. Randy, some of the different challenges that are out there, I would think, in government are keeping it between the lines. And other times, you get folks asking if they can expand the lines. Is there a lot of flexibility to do things differently?
Not really. And it's funny you ask that question because I get a lot of questions, can you, such as, do I have to pay insurance, to rent a city facility? And that's a common thing. And, the reality is that is that the city of Arcata is owned by the people, you know, and it's a public agency, and you really have to be fair to everybody. You have to be very consistent. You can't, it's not like, you know, you own the company and you can pick and choose who you want to benefit. So you have to be very consistent. And if you go outside of those lines, you really need to have a justification.
And yet we see neighborhoods painting fire hydrants differently, whether it's like a policeman or a fireman, or, you know, some of those different types of things that don't, would seem not to be allowed, that would be precluded because of some of those, and yet there's some flexibility in there.
Well, there might be. Our council's considering one of those requests tomorrow night at the council meeting. There's a couple groups that want to paint murals on streets. And we'll see. I mean, the council has to decide. It has to go to the public before a public forum and discussed. And then we'll see if that happens or not.
Is there any downside liability to that other than, you know, no political messages and, you know, things like that?
No, I think that if it does take place, the staff's recommendation will be to get insurance. They're going to have to insure, you know, the city for at least $2 million, so there's no liability, because the folks that will insure the city, there would be a petition signed by most of the neighborhood so that all the neighbors, you know, are sure not to object. And then, of course, a deposit, or if they don't come back and touch it up in a year, the city can fix it and paint it out black so that there's no cost to the taxpayer.
Does it make the roads slicker?
Well, that's the question, and that's why the permit will have to determine, you know, the type of paint, and those are all good questions.
Watercolors.
Well, all paint is watercolor now. You can't get any non-water-based paint anymore.
Oh, that's
for
true,
street,
isn't it?
And that's why it only lasts a year or less than a year.
That would be without tire treads going back and forth and
right.
Over. How often do you have to paint a crosswalk?
Oh, well, it's a glue-down a plastic, really. It's a heat plastic. It's not painted anymore. It's a plastic material that's heated onto the asphalt.
Those funny little bumpy things that are on the corners, you know, where the handicap swoop.
Right.
What is the concept behind those things other than to jar fillings loose?
Well, are these the yellow things at the corner that you're talking about? They're non-skid. They're, you know, part of ADA ramps. It's an accepted material for ADA ramps.
I see. I think the Egg Farm Coalition is behind them, outside of all the grocery stores.
They're hard to keep on. They do cuddle off sometimes, and it seems like we're replacing them more often than one would hope.
Thanks for coming by.
Thanks for having
me. Keep slugging away at the budget.
We will.
Join us tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. Till then, go out, make it a good day. Hug someone, you'll see you tomorrow.